This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So now that Ramadan is coming, we're really having some questions about Ramadan, and we chose a few of them. One question that really is important, I think, is someone who repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he had missed many Ramadans, maybe 10 Ramadans, 20 Ramadans, Allah knows how many. What should he do after he has repented? Is he required to make up all these days or all these Ramadans?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walahu ba'd. First of all, we have to understand that fasting the month of Ramadan is one of the pillars of Islam. Mm-hmm. So it's one of the most important obligations in Islam, one of the highest obligations in Islam. And missing the month of fasting days of Ramadan intentionally for no valid reason is absolutely a sin and a major sin in Islam.
Yeah.
And the person must repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely from it. But what I do with these years, especially if it's an accumulating years, some of them, and I found a question, somebody said he never fast for 60 years, 50 years.
Yeah.
And now just wake up and want to, I don't know what to do. Or 3, 5, 10 years, or when they are youth, some people when they reach the age of puberty, they don't fast. And they fast later on, years later on. Because
so it's required upon the age of puberty.
When a woman starts to girl, start her menses, became obligatory. Or a boy reached the puberty. So in a case like this, what you need to do, first, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sincerely. Two, some scholars said that person must make up all these days, even if it's all these years. Even if it is like 30, 40 Ramadan. And he must make them up according to his ability. Okay, but I don't lean toward that opinion. I actually lean toward the opinion that chosen by Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah and others, and one of the Shaykh that give fatwa with it in modern days, Shaykh al-Shaykh Muhammad bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah, that such person, and also Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah, you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that will be sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because, and also, this is an issue that the ulama al-fuqaha discussed later on. Making up a missing obligatory is something that ordained in Sharia for someone who missed the obligations for a reason.
Yes.
I slept, I overslept, I forgot about it. So Sharia give you an opportunity to make it up.
Yes.
But if I abandon it intentionally, is al-qada' mashru', is al-qada' making it up, is something that an option for you? So many scholars said, no, it's not. If you lose it, you lose it. You will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with missing 30 Ramadan of your record. And the only way to make this up is to buy sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the tawbah tajubbu ma qabla, tawbah erase the sin before.
Yes.
If you're sincere in your tawbah. And part of being sincere in your tawbah is to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Then after they repent, they are basically guided, or they are righteous, or they have changed their life. So part of this, it will be required from the person to increase their volunteer fasting.
Right.
To perfect their obligation fasting. So every Ramadan, you perfect that siyam. You don't make any rafth or lagu, or you violate the rules of siyam, you don't decrease the ajr of it, you perfect as much as you can. And in the same time, rafth and lagu, it means use bad language, false language, actions which is not halal or allowed, or committing sins during the fasting, And in the same time, you increase your volunteer fast, Monday, Thursday, 3 days a month, 6 days of Shawwal, Ashura, Arafah, all these extra days, it is patching what is missing from your siyam. Like the volunteer prayers will patch what's missing from the obligatory prayers or the shortcoming in the obligatory prayers. And that should be sufficient for the person, inshallah ta'ala. But make sure you understand there's a difference between this and a scenario similar to this, which is, let's say there is a sister who had her period, okay? And she missed like 5 days, 6 days of her fasting. But she never made up these days. Because she's young, she was a teenager, whatever the reason is, she never made up these days. And now, after 10 years, she find out that she didn't make these days. Is the tawbah sufficient? No. In this case, we say you have to make up these days. It doesn't matter how they are, you have to make up these days. So this is something important to somebody fast traveled and he didn't fast. And he never made up the days for traveling. Even if it's 10 years ago, he has to make up these days. Because he was originally fasting, not abandoning fasting.
Right. Okay? It was not a sin that
for them. Yes. It's a sin to delay it, but it's still something obligatory on him to make up that, to make up these days. So to make it distinguished clear, somebody fast Ramadan, but he did not fast certain days for a valid excuse. Those people, for valid excuse, even if it's years ago, they still have to make it up.
Right.
And it's no limited number of days.
Yeah, exactly. Thousands of days. Yeah.
3 years of fasting, for example.
Right. Yes.
A lot. If the person want to make up these days, even if it's years of fasting, even if it is like 20 Ramadan, 15 Ramadan, and he wants to do that as a to be in the safe side, nothing wrong with that as well.
Okay.
Wallahu Azza wa Jal A'lam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and accept from all of us. Jazakallah khair.